Invasive species play dirty by pushing out native plants. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You met Jennifer Grenz in yesterday's show. She's an assistant professor at the University of British Columbia and spoke at the recent International Invasive Species and Climate Change Conference. Grenz says climate change is definitely part of the invasive species problem.
The bottom line is that the air today is different than the air we're born, and we might not notice, but plants absolutely do. And our CO2 concentrations were relatively stable here on planet Earth for almost 800,000 years, and now we find ourselves at the highest concentration in 14 million years. So things have changed, and the plants are noticing.
Gren says invasive plants are even changing the soil biology.
Some of these non-mycorrhizal species like knotweed eliminate essential fungal populations that our other native plant species are reliant upon.
Even clearing the surface of invasive plants doesn't work as a control.
We eradicate the invasive species, we plant the native species in their place, we pat ourselves on the back, maybe we pray over them, we water them, we love them, and they still die. Well, it looks like the supporting cast that they require is no longer present.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.